President Donald Trump in Ohio today promising to, quote, get that sucker built. But he needs more funding from Congress. His plea is nothing new. Here's what is. 380 sheriffs, 40 states, all demanding in a letter today that Congress act now. Bristol County, Massachusetts Sheriff Thomas Hodgson is leading this whole push. He is here, and he's only here. It's good to see you, Sheriff.
Great to see you, Trish.
So you get a lot of people on board right now. A lot of people backing you, liking what they're hearing. Tell me about the process and where it's going.
Well, the sheriffs are at a point now in this country where they've watched the inaction of Congress for 20 years on this issue of particularly the security aspects of immigration reform, to a point now where it's impacting our ability to be able to keep the people of our community safe. We have elected officials who are basically telling the illegals that they need to come out of the shadows, while at the same time you have people like Attorney General Becerra in California saying, we want you citizens and legal residents to go into the shadows, and if you attempt to cooperate with law enforcement to keep your community safe, we're going to prosecute you. We can't have that in America.
Sheriff, it's kind of mind-boggling to me because, as I've said, you know, I'm a big supporter of state rights. I appreciate the autonomy that states should have. That said, when you're talking about immigration, you're talking about borders, you're talking about a country. To me, this is one where federal law should trump, no pun intended, any kind of state law here. I don't know how you go out and do your job when you've got this kind of conflict. What kind of challenges does that present to you and to other sheriffs all across the country?
Well, there's several. First of all, when you have this kind of a situation going on, they're discouraging our partnerships that we've been developing since 9/11. If we learned anything after 9/11, it was that we needed to share more intelligence with our state, local, and federal partners. We needed to share resources to become more efficient and save taxpayers money in our efforts to keep the communities safe in our regions. And now we have a situation where these sanctuaries are basically disrupting our abilities to keep these partnerships and inhibiting our ability to pass along information in a timely way to keep people from being released, going back into the community and committing serious crimes against innocent people.
Sheriff, do you find that happening? In other words, you round some folks up that have done something rather dangerous, and then all of a sudden you find yourself rounding the exact same folks up more than once?
Well, there's no question about it. And the other piece of this is, We're seeing people that get deported who've been coming back in here 5 and 6 times. We saw it in Catherine Steinle's case. We've seen it in other cases where people have been murdered. And that reinforces what our president's doing. President Trump is exactly right to get this wall built, get the security aspects of immigration reform done so the people of our communities are safe and the laws are upheld.
Have you heard from anyone? Has the president reached out to you at all? I mean, what is the overall sense from the White House of what you're doing?
Well, I've been to 2 meetings at the White House, one on MS-13 and one with the president on the angel moms and dads who lost loved ones prior to that. And look, we are all on the same page. Law enforcement is so proud and so happy that President Trump has taken a stand from day one that he will make sure that the rule of law is enforced and that it's done equitably, and that elected officials who attempt to try to pick and choose what laws they want to follow at the expense of the American people and in an effort to protect criminal illegal aliens, well, they're going to pay a consequence, too, and we feel very good about that.
Any lawmakers from Congress, Sheriff?
Well, as far as...
Have they expressed support for this? I mean, you're calling on Congress to do something. What is Congress's reaction thus far?
Well, sure. Look, we know that the Goodlatte bill has a lot of good things in it. Probably it is the most complete bill that's been filed that's going to address eliminating the lottery. It's going to give us the security aspects on the interior that we need and at the border. So there are an awful lot of members of Congress who want this to move through. But we need those 60 votes in the Senate. And I hope people will step up, the community, and work with the sheriffs to get this done once and for all.
Well, you're certainly trying to get their attention. Yeah.
Well, Trish, if you think about this, if any sheriff was given a task to put something together, plan it, and get it going, and was given 20 years to do it and couldn't do it in 20 years, imagine that in the private sector. After the second year, they would have fired you. for not doing anything. And it's been 20 years that this Congress has used this as a political football, and enough is enough. And the sheriffs are speaking up and joining together with our constituents in our communities and saying, you need to now act, Congress, and let's stop with this old blueprint of inaction.
Well, Sheriff, your voice is being heard. All of their voices are being heard. Thank you so much. Good to have you here today, sir.
Thanks for having me, Trish. Have a great day.